Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Monday the 21st of August. This week in the Battle Drill Daily Devotional, we consider the difficult and daring concept of forgiveness through the story of Joseph of Egypt. The passage we're going to study together this week is Genesis chapter 45 and verses 1 to 15. And today we're reading from the New Living Translation. Joseph reveals his identity. Joseph could stand it no longer. There were many people in the room, and he said to his attendants, "Out, all of you." So he was alone with his brothers when he told them who he was. Then he broke down and wept. He wept so loudly the Egyptians could hear him, and word of it quickly carried to Pharaoh's palace. "I am Joseph," he said to his brothers. "Is my father still alive?" But his brothers were speechless. They were stunned to realize that Joseph was standing there in front of them. "Please come closer," he said to them. So they came closer. And he said again, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into slavery in Egypt. But don't be upset, and don't be angry with yourselves for selling me to this place. It was God who sent me here, ahead of you, to preserve your lives. This famine that has ravaged the land for 2 years will last 5 more years, and there will be neither ploughing nor harvesting. God has sent me ahead of you to keep you and your families alive and to preserve many survivors. So it was God who sent me here, not you. And he is the one who made me an advisor to Pharaoh, the manager of his entire palace and the governor of all Egypt. Now, hurry back to my father and tell him, 'This is what your son Joseph says. God has made me master over all the land of Egypt, so come down to me immediately. You can live in the region of Goshen, where you can be near me with all your children and grandchildren, your flocks and herds, and everything you own. I will take care of you there, for there are still 5 years of famine ahead of us. Otherwise you, your household, and all your animals will starve.' Then Joseph added, 'Look, you can see for yourselves, and so can my brother Benjamin, that I really am Joseph. Go tell my father of my honored position here in Egypt. Describe for him everything you have seen, and then bring my father here quickly.' Weeping with joy, he embraced Benjamin, and Benjamin did the same. Then Joseph kissed each of his brothers and wept over them. And after that, they began talking freely with him. Amen." Do you ever ask yourself the question, does God forgive all sins? I think about some of the most heinous sins that have been committed by humans over the years. Murder, violence, abuse, and fraud, to name just a few. And sometimes I do have difficulty understanding how God could forgive all sins. I think about the wrong things I've done in my life, and I sometimes wonder if God can really forgive them all. Joseph of Egypt had much to forgive his brothers. As his father's favourite, they hated him. One day they seized the opportunity to beat some humility into him. But things got out of hand and they ended up selling him to some passing slave traders. They covered up their crime by telling their father that Joseph had been killed by wild animals. A decade or so later, and Joseph's brothers find themselves starving through a famine. Desperate, they approach Pharaoh's chief of staff in Egypt for food. Little did they know, but the brother they sold into slavery hasn't just survived, but prospered, and he is the high and mighty Egyptian official they approach. Joseph must have asked himself, does God forgive all sins? Was he too expected to forgive his brothers? Unexpectedly, and against all the odds, Joseph decides to forgive his brothers. And as he does so, he provides a compelling picture of God's relationship with us. God does indeed forgive all sins, just as Joseph did. Like Joseph, God delights in giving us second chances. Does God forgive all sins? Yes. No matter what has happened in the past, God does forgive all sins. You can thank God that you have a second chance to fulfill his purposes for your life. As you think these thoughts over today, you might want to use these questions to help you. What specific second chance has God given you? And can you be thankful that God does indeed forgive all sins? I hope you'll join me tomorrow as we look at the amazing prayer that forgiving people are able to make.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.